I think that it was fortunate that this was a poorly planned attack. Clearly, the attacker didn't understand the layout of the building. He didn't understand how the elevators work or how to get up to the targeted floors of the NFL. That was the good thing. However, we can see from that incident, though, that even in a poorly planned and executed attack, people can die. And that's just a sad reality.
Let's talk about the state of America then. There was a time when we heard this thing called see something, say something, and it was pretty prominent. I don't know that we hear that much anymore, but talk about the vulnerability that this shooting in New York brought out for places that are far less open, far less transparent, and have far less people, eyes, that can see something and don't say anything.
Yeah, I think that one of the things that we saw in the fact that you didn't have immediate response, well, first of all, it was a short distance that he traveled from his double parked vehicle into the doors. So it's not like he walked blocks from a parking garage or something. But still, I think that one of the things that we see, and we see repeatedly, is kind of a sense of denial. This can't happen here. This can't happen to me. This can't be him. And so sometimes it takes people a little while to get over that denial and to really process what's happening and what's going on. We've heard that repeatedly from survivors of some of these attacks, whether it was the Pulse nightclub, whether it was the Las Vegas shooting and other places. And so there is kind of that reality. And it just brings back to us the importance of having the proper mindset and understanding that, in this day and age, these things can happen. Yes, they can happen to you. It can happen here. It can be him. And then you need to just have that mindset and be prepared to act when you're out in public. Number one, to get yourself and your family and loved ones to safety, but then also to, call out to others, to call 911, to get help on the way. And so people just really need to focus on the importance of that mindset.
All right. So let's talk a little bit more in depth about that mindset. You're out someplace and you see something that doesn't look right. You're thinking, what's wrong with this situation? Or why do I have this crazy feeling? What do you do?
Well, I mean, automatically, if you're talking to a guy with a gun, you want to start moving away. You want to start finding cover, right? Not just concealment. Concealment's okay, but cover is better because it's going to stop bullets. You want to get away and get yourself and others to safety. Warn others vocally if you can. Hey, this guy's got a gun. Let's get out of here. Let's move. But then the next thing you want to do is to try to get help. Call in the cavalry. Hit 911 and try to get the first responders coming as quickly as possible.
How much time on the average do people have in these kinds of situations? Is it not probably hard to even imagine or say? I mean, there's so many different scenarios.
Yeah, things can go bad really quick. That was one of the things that they always, preach to us as agents when I was with the State Department. You just have that second or two to react. You can't sit and study things. And so that's why it's necessary to really have that good situational awareness, have that mindset, and then be ready to act.
Scott Stewart is Vice President of Protective Intelligence at Tort Stone Global. J.J. Green, WTOP News.